As Dick said, I'm Jane Nofke. I've been a member of the group for 6 or 7 years, and I write both poetry and prose. I grew up in northern Wisconsin in a Finnish community. My grandfathers were both homesteaders, and they had big families. So I grew up in this Finnish community surrounded by uncles and aunts and neighbors with wonderful Finnish names, and that's really my favorite thing to write about, is growing up there. Although this one is about a field trip. It's called Field Trip. I don't like wieners in natural casings. When I was a kid, it was common for women in my rural neighborhood north of Brule, Wisconsin, to boil these little monstrosities and put them in hot dog buns at their kids' birthday parties or at 4-H club meetings. Today, the only way they can be made palatable to me is to roast them on sticks over an open fire until those skins pop and split, dripping juices into the fire as the casings crisp. I know how this happened. I was in eighth grade at the Brule Grade School. Our teacher, Wally Simpson, took us on the annual seventh and eighth grade spring field trip. This year, we were off to the Duluth Zoo in our yellow school bus. On the way there, we would stop off at Elliot's packing plant for the educational portion of the trip. Now, most of us were farm kids. We'd seen cattle butchered before. I, in fact, had found this part of farm life pretty interesting, as long as the cow being butchered was a stranger to me. An anonymous cow at the Luoma farm across the road was just fine. Imagine, there was the cow's internal anatomy spread out before me. Really kind of fascinating. But the process at Elliot's packing plant was far different, and they showed us the whole thing. From the death of each cow and the lightning-fast hoisting of the carcass by the rear legs, head down, throat slit, lashings of blood rushing out. The workmen here wore hip-high waders like fly fishermen on the Brule River. Only these men waded in ankle-deep rivers of blood and lumpy gore. The smell got into my nose and stayed for hours. I can call it up in my memory along with the less horrific smells that came later on the tour. Any drive past Oscar Mayer when it was operating at full tilt brought it all back. How did those men stand it? After we watched the butchering, in stunned silence, the tour continued. Now we saw how the meat was processed. We were a very quiet group of seventh and eighth graders as we watched the manufacture of wieners. Pureed, pinkish kind of meat shot out of a nozzle into casings of pig intestine. The long snake of wiener was twisted off into 6-inch lengths to form the links. When the guided tour ended, the smiling tour guide marched us to the plant cafeteria, where we were served lunch. Yes, the very wieners, whose origins we now understood so well. They were cooked in water, too, just like the ones that we were served at birthday parties. I took a bite. I can still hear the snappy kind of crunch as the casing broke in my teeth. I gagged. Just then, Joycey Tappany, a small blonde seventh grader standing right next to me, vomited and started to cry. She lived on a farm too, but even so, I guess this was just too much for her. I glanced down. The contents of Joycey's stomach lay at my feet. There they were. Little rings of undigested natural casing. What a euphemism. That was it. I couldn't take another bite, and I think that in the 58 years that have passed since, I have perhaps eaten 3 wieners in natural casings, cooked to an unrecognizable crisp on a stick over an open fire. I have a little trouble with calamari, too.